Well, every year the Advent season always reminds us about the true meaning of Christmas. Whereas the rest of the world has reduced and secularized Christmas into a winter holiday characterized by gift-giving and parties, not so us Christians, not so. And the gospel today illustrates that. Our gospel taken from the third chapter of Matthew. What's in the second chapter of Matthew? Well, that's the infancy narrative. You know, all the stuff that we celebrate at the Feast of the Nativity on December 25th. But today, on the second Sunday of Advent, we hear the third chapter of Matthew to remind us of the consequences of Christmas. And when I speak of the consequences of Christmas, I'm not talking about cleaning up and packing away all the Christmas decorations or, working off our Christmas cookies at the gym. That's not the consequences of Christmas I'm talking about, but rather the sober and joyful response to the cosmic, earth-shaking reality of Christmas, which is that Jesus has come into our world. And the kingdom of heaven is close at hand. And so the consequences of Christmas, for those of us who are Christian, is repentance and conversion. Why repentance? Because the kingdom of heaven is a kingdom. That means that God is sovereign. And then whenever we choose to live or act or behave in a manner that is contrary to the way of life that our Messiah King Jesus teaches us, then we are in rebellion to the sovereignty of God. And we need to repent. We need to turn again to God and to his dominion. The heaven that is close at hand is only so when Jesus is Lord of our life. So we have to be careful that we don't find ourselves to be smugly complacent, confident in a privileged relationship with God, because that looks just like the Pharisees and Sadducees whom John the Baptist calls a brood of vipers. And so, the Advent season calls us to that repentance. The Advent season calls us to take stock of our lives, to measure our compliance with the kingdom of heaven. Which, by the way, we hear the prophet today in our first reading describe the kingdom of heaven as a no hurt, no harm zone. So we should ask ourselves in Advent, do we, have we, ever hurt or harmed anyone or anything by commission or omission? That reveals why we need to repent. Again, we have to be careful we don't become smugly complacent in our self-righteousness when we hear this and think that repentance is only something that applies to all those other people. Because again, as I said, that means that we have joined ranks with the Pharisees and Sadducees, whom John the Baptist calls a brood of vipers. And so, conversion, on the other hand, is the necessary correlation to repentance. Conversion is measured, as John the Baptist said, by producing fruit in keeping with repentance. What does that look like? Fruit in keeping with repentance, for example, means that when we find ourselves in a situation of conflict, that we actively seek reconciliation, harmony, and peace, as opposed to the sedition to the kingdom of heaven of sowing rancor and division. Producing fruit in keeping with repentance looks like the corporal works of mercy. You know, feeding the hungry, welcoming the stranger, visiting the sick, producing fruit in keeping with repentance, is the generous support by our means of our parish community so that the kingdom of heaven can be brought close to hand for ourselves and for others. Producing fruit in keeping with repentance looks like the virtue of temperance in our sexuality. So that is only exercised within the vowed sacramental commitment of matrimony. These are but a few examples of what producing fruit in keeping with repentance means. In other words, in the kingdom of heaven, what counts is what we do. Unlike the world around us, image don't mean nothing in the kingdom of heaven. Because our Messiah King does not judge by appearance or give his verdict by hearsay. But he is looking for the good fruit in keeping with repentance for his kingdom. Any tree failing to produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire, as we heard in the gospel. And so if we heed the Advent call to repentance and conversion this season, then not only will our celebration of Christmas on December 25th and the season following be deeper and richer and more meaningful, but then the kingdom of heaven will indeed be close at hand for not only for ourselves, but for everyone near us. Amen.
Amen.